Indiana's state parks are expected to face a $10 million deficit, with only a few days left before state lawmakers finalize the budget. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, without more funding, there may not be enough seasonal staff this summer, leading to dirtier restrooms, unmowed lawns, and fewer lifeguards at the pools.
John Goss is with the Indiana Parks Alliance, a group that advocates for funding the Department of Natural Resources state parks and nature preserves. He says in the past, about two-thirds of Indiana State Park's operating budget came from visitor fees. For the entrance, camping, and the pool, that revenue grew during the pandemic. Lawmakers decided to adjust the budget so that more than 90% of the park funds would come from fees.
I think that may have given a false sense to the budget makers that they could rely on DNR fees continuing to increase. They leveled off.
What's the fix? Goss says lawmakers could appropriate at least $10 million to the parks to offset the deficit. Or the DNR could increase park fees, something that hasn't happened in a decade and likely won't change by this summer. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
With potentially fewer people to collect gate fees, the parks are set to lose even more revenue this summer. The DNR estimates more than 18 million visitors came to Indiana's state parks last fiscal year.